With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. They crossed into the U.S. unaccompanied by an adult, a group of Guatemalan youngsters ages 10 to 17. The Trump administration was all set to send them back home when a federal judge intervened, blocking, at least for 2 weeks, their departure. Government lawyers argue the kids were being reunited with their parents or guardians. The children's lawyers dispute that. Numerous villages leveled by a powerful earthquake in eastern Afghanistan. At least 800 people are dead, 2,500 injured. Former New York City mayor and Trump advisor is nursing injuries, suffered in a weekend car accident.
Rudy Giuliani is recovering from a cracked spine and other injuries after a car crash on Interstate 93 in New Hampshire Saturday night. On X, he thanked a nurse practitioner, Maria Ryan, for overseeing his care. New Hampshire State Police say Giuliani's spokesman Ted Goodman was driving a rented Ford Bronco when it was struck from behind by a Honda HR-V driven by a 19-year-old woman. The former New York mayor's head of security released a statement saying the 81-year-old was taken to a nearby trauma center for treatment of a fractured vertebrae, multiple lacerations, and injuries to his left arm and lower leg. I'm Jennifer King.
When it comes to fighting crime, the Trump administration figures that what's working in D.C. will work in other American cities.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem has confirmed that the Trump administration will soon expand immigration operations in Chicago, the nation's third largest city, as President Donald Trump continues to lash out at the state's Democratic leadership. Trump lashed out against the state's governor, warning him that he must straighten out Chicago's crime problems quickly or, quote, we're coming. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
It's Labor Day, and that means that Wall Street is closed. After falling 92 points on Friday, the Dow opens tomorrow at 45,544. This is SRN News. Is America getting more rude?
A lot of people think so. According to a Pew Research Center poll, 47% of adults say unkind behavior is on the rise in this country. 44% say it's about as bad as it's always been. And what behaviors bug people the most? The Pew study finds Americans are most unhappy with people who curse out loud in public places, wear clothing with obscenities on it, blast loud music, bring their dog to the office, or smoke around others. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new Texas measure would allow private citizens to sue doctors and others who provide abortion pills that end up in the state. The first of its kind provision would open a new tool in the state's fights against the drugs, but also likely trigger new legal battles. Chemicals are now the main way that abortions are carried out in the U.S., and they were even before the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade. This is SRN News. It is a vexing challenge for the opposition party in this country.
A new APNORC poll finds while many Democrats disapprove of how President Trump is handling the crime issue, a large majority, 68% of Democrats, see crime as a, quote, major problem in large cities. The findings underscore the challenge facing Democratic leaders. They must thread the needle before criticizing Mr. Trump's policies, while at the same time not dismissing widespread concerns about safety. And Democratic leaders admit that could create a huge problem for the party leading into next year's midterms. Jason Walker reporting.
There's been a decline in foreign visitors traveling to the U.S., and tourism experts say the downward trend shows no immediate sign of reversing. More than 3 million fewer international arrivals for 7 months of the year. More details at srnnews.com.